I'm Rachel Thomas, and this is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I am so super pumped that you're here, and I cannot wait to show you how to get the ultimate fulfillment out of your career and take it farther than you ever thought possible. Listen, we all love the hustle, but now it's time to tune into that flow and reap all the benefits of your hard work. Join me as I share the mindset techniques to strike an energetic balance to your corporate grind so that you can thrive. You in? Okay, let's do it. Let's find alignment in business and life with the ultimate matchup, hustle versus flow. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Hustle versus Flow podcast. I am obviously your host, Rachel Thomas, and it is a lovely Thursday evening, and I am recording this for you. You are listening to it on a Friday, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're listening to it over the weekend or weeks and weeks later, but that seems to be how it goes. Like, is this you? Do you get like the most inspired under like procrastination and pressure? Not so much pressure. Like, I don't ever feel pressure to do a podcast, or I just wouldn't do it. But like, I feel like I'll get these little pings of inspiration. I'm like, oh man, I totally want to talk about that in the podcast. And then, yeah, sometimes it's just like, I think I'll just wait until Thursday night to record that. But anyway, I actually do, like, I have been really inspired about this podcast since literally last, probably Friday, as the other one was coming out, of course. So I just like keep thinking about it and keep getting excited about it. And especially because it was kind of something that I was going through personally, and some other people going through too. So just wanted to chat quickly about one of my favorite spiritual terms, up-leveling. You know, I've talked about this before. Like, I just love it. I love the term level up. I love just, I don't know, it's just so empowering. And obviously, if you've been listening to the podcast for the last several months, or if you happen to follow me on Instagram, you've probably heard me use the terms a lot. Up-leveling, level up. It's my favorite. Because it's so badass. Anyways, so lately I've been seeing a lot of shifting going on. Like, there's some serious momentum going on with the, like, intentions that people are setting. And I feel like everyone in my life is all of a sudden super busy with awesome and amazing and exciting things, like in the best way possible. And like everywhere I look, in my friends or my family or even like people that I follow or know on social media, people are having these like big epiphanies or aha moments and just, you know, like I said, incredible opportunities that seem to be kind of landing in their lap. Like, this is some serious up-leveling going on, right? And I don't mean to throw that term around lightly. There are major shifts in people's lives that, you know, are so far beyond resolutions or, you know, fitness goals and things like that. Like, people aren't just getting promotions at work or, you know, suddenly making more money or doing something drastically different with their hair. This is heavier, this is deeper stuff, right? And up-leveling takes a lot of responsibility and courage, because you are, I mean, you're quite literally leaving a part of yourself behind, right? And you are moving on. So I kind of just like want to go into a little bit of, I don't know, like an analogy to help demystify what it means to go through that process, because it really is a process, right? So the best analogy that I could kind of come up with, like I've talked about it before, but I have, you know, young nieces, teenage nieces that I love them so much. And I think about them a lot, and I think about my responsibility of, as an aunt, like, obviously I have two daughters and I have a responsibility to them to, you know, create these little personalities and stuff like that. But I feel like I have a responsibility as an aunt too, because I get to see my nieces more than I used to, certainly more than when I was living in Texas. So anyway, I like to think about this up-leveling, like you're a senior in high school who has this great group of friends, and you know, they all happen to be going to the same college next year, right? And you know that you can be really happy and content if you follow that same path, right? It's safe, you'll probably get a good job, and you get to hang out with all of your best friends, and it'll be awesome, right? But there's something inside of you that's kind of itching you, like nagging at your curiosity a little bit, that, you know, you could really be a badass if you just had the courage to leave the pack and maybe go to college several hours away and pursue a passion that was maybe just, I don't know, just always felt a little bit out of reach in high school. And the more you think about that idea, you know, the current surroundings almost feel a little bit suffocating. It's just kind of a very uncomfortable feeling, right? And the reason I use this specific analogy of a high school senior is because most of us can remember that vulnerability, right? Like maybe you even had a boyfriend at the time that compounded all this pressure, and you're just trying to balance a lot of different fears at that, you know, time in your life and all these standards and expectations and just, you know, kind of judgments. And you so desperately want to make the right decision, right? You've weighed the pros and the cons, and you're really just left to decide like what you have planned for, you know, your most badass self, you know, if it's more important than your fear or the judgment of others, you know, that's keeping you right where you are. So this process, if you kind of think about it as like being that, you know, young self, and you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know if I should do this. Like I could totally stay where I'm at. I would be totally fine. But like, how cool would it be to, I don't know, go to New York and experience that busyness and things like that, right? So this process, like just that headspace, like I'm not talking about like making this decision or not making the decision. It's really that headspace that you're in is a process of up-leveling. It's quite literally like the universe presenting different paths. Like could be one, or, you know, two paths, could be, you know, a couple different paths, but ultimately giving you kind of a crossroads, and giving you the free will to choose, right? Like you can choose safe and content or scary as shit. And it's, you know, it's not a huge window of time either. This time that you're kind of agonizing over a decision. Like, I'm going to make you super uncomfortable for a few days, and then, you know, you'll ultimately decide it's either not the right time to make such a big leap, or you face those fears and you just jump. And once you make a decision, even if it's a safe route, like that discomfort will, you know, start to dissipate a little, and the anxiety calms, and you obviously become more comfortable with whatever choice you made, right? And so you're kind of teeter-tottering on like the edge of the cliff. You either like go back or you just jump. And like taking a leap can get a lot harder as you get older. So I know some people are saying, well, yeah, sure, it's easy when you have, you know, your whole life ahead of you, and you know, you can just do whatever you want with it. But think about how you felt in that moment. You didn't feel like, oh my gosh, I have all my life to do this, or I have all my life to do that. Like things are very important to you at that age. Like things are very heavy. Friends are really important to you. The judgment of other people is extremely important to you. So as I said, it can be, you know, a lot scarier to take those leaps as you get older because you feel like there's so much more at stake. There's so much more to lose. You know, maybe you've involved husband and children and families, and it's making these big decisions means a lot more than maybe it did when you were 18 or 19. But you have to also remember that you're also a lot more mature, and you're more self-assured, you're more confident, you're more seasoned, you know more than you used to about the world, maybe about your career, what you do for a living. There's just there's power in that knowledge. And with that confidence comes, like, I don't know, have you noticed, like, the older that you get, the less you care about what people think? And you can, I mean, you're always thinking for yourself, but you start caring less about, you know, what your peers think, and, oh, what will they think if I quit this job and do something I've been dreaming of all my life, right? And you just start doing these things for yourself. And when you start taking that scarier route, that scariest shit route, it gets easier and easier to do it again and again. And you start trusting yourself more. You start to recognize those opportunities to take those leaps and, you know, up level, if you will. And, you know, it's kind of like, once you get to that point, it's kind of like a, I don't know, like a runner's high. I actually don't know what that feels like, but I can imagine that it's pretty close to the euphoria in my brain when I've just managed to crush, like, a huge fear, right? And I don't want to go on too much further. I'll just start to ramble and everything. But after having a few days of discomfort myself this week, I was really starting to see that in others too, around me, right? And, like, what? I start wondering, like, what am I supposed to do with these sudden feelings of inadequacy? Like, why? Why am I letting this psych me out when I have all these tools, when I know better, right? And I was literally laying in bed earlier this week thinking, like, what is wrong with you, Rachel? Like, the universe has so clearly brought you to this particular opportunity, and you're just going to sit here and try to prove to yourself why you're not worthy of it, or you don't know why this even happened to you, you're not good enough, or you're not smart enough or educated enough. Like, these are literal things that I was, like, telling my husband, like, why? I don't feel like I should be talking about these types of things, or, you know, just talking about this particular opportunity that I had that just came up. And I finally was like, okay, you need to just, like, chill, right? That this is obviously untrue. You are fully capable of doing this particular thing. These people wouldn't have come to you if they didn't think you were, right? And so I, you know, finally fell asleep, and I woke up, and I was like, I'm gonna own this shit. Like, I'm doing it. I did it. And then, like, I don't know, just crazy little synchronicity started happening, and everything just starts working out. Everything's coming up roses, and things are, like, lining up for me, like, on the yellow brick road, right? And that's what I mean. The universe starts showing you the possibilities of what might happen if you take this leap, and boom, you just leveled up, right? So here is me once again reminding you that you will continually get the opportunity to either lean into your fears and take the leap, or you can choose to let, you know, those fears just mellow out and dissipate without doing a thing. And there's not really a wrong answer here, unless you're comfortable with, you know, keeping your life exactly as it is right now. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. And don't forget to tune in every Friday as we continue talking about practical ways you can make your mind hustle for you. I always love hearing about your biggest takeaways and aha moments. So be sure to get in touch with me on my Facebook or Instagram account at HustleVSFlow. If you haven't heard yet, I wrote a book. It's called Mind Hustle, and it will transform your daily routine so that you can literally manifest your best. Check it out on Amazon now and let me know what you think. Until next time, I'm Rachel Thomas with Hustle vs. Flow.